Good afternoon, a beautiful Friday afternoon here. I welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. I welcome you to our series entitled The Daily Bread, which is going on almost 3 years now. If you are new around here, we welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And if you take anything away from this afternoon's small devotional from you, get a hold of the confession that we have made for many, many, many years now, which is where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Get a hold of that confession. Incorporate it into your daily confessions. Amen. Get it on a little index card. Keep it by your mirror, by the sink, wherever you start your morning out, you know, getting your face washed, you start brushing your teeth, and have that posted somewhere near there. That way you can start your morning off making that confession, because time after time we have heard praise reports. We have seen lives changed because of that confession. Amen. God uses that confession to do His part. But of course, we have to do ours. Amen. Well, today is a beautiful Friday, or should I say a TGIF here in Texas. Amen. Beautiful day. I appreciate you spending a little time with me here on this Friday, March the 24th already. March the 24th already. I don't know about you, but this month of March has seemed to have flown by. You know, I listen to the messages every day. I have a habit that I get up in the morning and the first thing I do is spend time with the Lord. I read my Bible. I read my devotionals. I make my confessions. I pray for my family. Amen. And then I, Psalms 91, God safeguard my household prayer. I've started changing that so that not only it's for me, but for my family and those closest to me. Amen. But that's how I start my days out. That's how I start my day out. Amen. That's how I start each day out. Amen. With God first. And then I go about my day. But I am also in constant communication with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, you know, throughout the day. You know, I might have some things I have planned, but I am sensitive to the Holy Spirit and I follow Jesus's instructions. You know, nope, don't go there today, or that's not what I want you to do. Stay away from there. Do this, do that. It's a daily thing to be in constant communication with the Holy Trinity. Amen. It makes our lives smoother. Amen. Even when we run into trouble. Amen. But that's not what I'm touching on this afternoon. But if you're new around here, we welcome you. And of course, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you that continue to be faithful to First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. We say thank you so much. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. So we always, always want to say thank you for your support. Amen. God sees your faithfulness above all. Amen. And that's who's most important. Amen. And He's going to continue to bless you. Amen. To be a blessing to this ministry. Amen. Now, with all of the pleasantries out of the way, I do have a small devotional for you, and I will try not to take up too much of your time. Again, this beautiful Friday, as I look out the window, amen, it's a beautiful spring day here in Texas already. Amen. But how many of us know, as non-Christians, or should I say the world, they call things coincidence? Well, that's a coincidence. But here, as a Christian, and as someone that's in the body of Christ, amen, there is no coincidence when it comes to our Heavenly Father, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the Holy Spirit. No. Everything is divinely appointed. Amen. Everything falls into His plan. Amen. And I know I started this month out telling you that I was going to touch on the subject of abundance. And the first of the month, that's kind of where the Holy Spirit was directing. And then midway through, He kind of directed me elsewhere. Amen. But how many of us know it's best to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and follow His instructions? Amen. That trumps our decisions. That trumps our desires. That trumps our, well, I want to say this. No. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit, following His instructions. Amen. Amen. Being led by Him is more important. That's more important. And in the end, we'll be blessed by our obedience. Amen. So, this afternoon is small little devotional is entitled, My Enemies Are Scattered. Amen. My enemies are scattered. And this is when I opened up one of my devotionals this morning, the Lord had me read this, and it was like, it jumped out as the Holy Spirit was saying, this is what I would like you to share for the daily bread. So I said, okay. And I, as I was reading it, you know, it made sense. And it made sense that, yes, I need to share this because someone needs to hear this. Amen. And speaking of someone needs to hear this, again, this week, if some of you do not know, I post the daily bread every day. I try to post it at least by 7 p.m. Sometimes it's a little bit later because I get caught up in some things that I am doing. But for the most part, every day at 7 p.m. it's posted. And so a lot of times it's posted even earlier. Excuse me. But what I was getting around to saying is that, you know, sometimes I'll post the message and we have a tracker on our website that basically shows how many people listened the previous day. It tracks for 24 hours and then the next day it updates those numbers. Amen. So I know this week I had mentioned to Pastor Rose over the weekend that I thought I did such a good job and the numbers for my Friday were really good and then my numbers for Saturday were very poor. And I told Pastor Rose, you know, my Saturday message I felt was so good, and here when I tracked the numbers on Sunday morning, they weren't so good. But how many of us know, bless God, Pastor Rose is such an encourager, always has been, and always sees the brighter side of things, no matter how gloomy and dark it looks, amen, she always sees the good and always is positive, amen, and she continues to tell me not to look at the numbers, and I tell her, you know, it's a bit of a tough pill to swallow. And she comes back with, well, you better swallow that pill, boy. And that is what I'm doing. But you might be asking, what is this getting all about, Andrew? Is that even though we don't have the consistent big numbers that we would like to have, as Pastor Rose says, if only one person, if only one of you is listening and hearing a message that blesses you and changes you, that's more important. That's more important than if our little website had over 1 million hits. Amen? I don't think our little website could handle that many hits. Amen? It'd probably crash like it did a few weeks back. But I'm starting to try and focus more on that. Amen? That the one person that listened in whatever specific day, amen, whether it be Pastor Jesse Sunday morning or Pastor Jesse Monday evening, Sister Grace Tuesday evening, Pastor Rose Wednesday and Thursday evening, or myself here on Friday and Saturday. Amen. Just that one person life has changed from one of our messages. That's what's most important. Amen. But again, my enemies are scattered. Amen. My enemies are scattered knowing that someone needed to hear this beautiful Friday afternoon. Amen. If you have your Bibles with us, or should I say with me, you can turn to Deuteronomy 28:7. If you don't, I will read it for you. It says, "The Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you to be," what? "Defeated before your face." Amen. The Lord is saying, the Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you to be defeated before your face. And they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Amen. Did you catch that? It says they will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Amen. That was Deuteronomy 28:7. Amen. It says, enemies, get ready to go. Amen. Enemies, get ready to go. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Enemies, get ready to go. It says, I thank you, Father, that those who come against me with evil in their hearts will never find me alone. Amen. But I am always safe with you. Amen. I'm going to repeat that again. I'm going to repeat it again. It says, I thank you, Father, that those who come against me with evil in their hearts will never find me alone, but I am always safe with you. Amen. How many of us know God protects us just as our parents would protect us? Amen. Just as much as our father would protect us, just as much as our moms would protect us. Amen. There's no different with our Heavenly Father or the Holy Trinity. Amen. It says, I praise you because in your righteousness and power, you defeat my enemies and strike confusion into their ranks. So they run before me in seven different ways. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, I praise you because your righteousness and power, you defeat my enemies and strike confusion into their ranks. So they run before me in seven different ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. It says, Father, even when I am under attack, I am still blessed because I stand firm and glorify you before the world for causing the defeat of the unrighteousness. Amen. I am still blessed because I stand firm and glorify you before the world for causing the defeat of the unrighteousness. Amen. It says, thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing me under all conditions. I can't lose with you, Father, because I am blessed when they attack me. I am blessed when they leave me alone. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, what does this have to do with me? This doesn't pertain to me, or I'm not getting anything out of this. So it's a very good question, but let me break it down a little bit these next couple of minutes, and then I'll get out of your hair. Amen. Again, my enemies are scattered. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in a storm. We might be going through something that we didn't expect. Amen. And we out of nowhere might get a bad report. Amen. And what does that feel like? That feels like a storm rolling in. Amen. And that report that we get from, say, the world, you know, it's not a lie. It's not anything made up. Amen. It's factual. It's truthful. Amen. It's what the world sees. Amen. And you get that report. Amen. But here is where our relationship with our Heavenly Father, here is where that we have given our lives over to God. Here is where that trumps everything of that bad report. That trumps everything of that storm trying to roll into our lives. That crushes everything of that report that is being given to us. Amen? Deuteronomy 28:7. Amen? You know, Pastor Jesse has mentioned quite a bit of times in the past, if you are going through something and you don't know how to get over it, get through it, get under it, get around it, you need to find different scriptures with whatever you're going through and find one and start confessing it and standing on that to get you through it. Amen. Why? Because God is going to do his part. We just have to do ours. Amen. In these last few minutes, I'm going to share is that no matter what bad report you are given, whether it's from a doctor, whether it's from a nurse, whether it's from a lawyer, whether it's from a supervisor, whether it's from a boss, your boss, whether it's from a family member, a loved one, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a family member. Amen. God trumps all of those bad reports. Amen. If you have given your life over to God, amen, he is working on your behalf. He is your great representative. Amen. And he's going to take care of you. Amen. But as not something easy to go through, amen, it's never easy to go through a storm. It's never easy to have someone it's never easy to have someone look you in the face and give you a bad report and tell you you need to start preparing for this because this is what's going to happen to you. No, it's never easy to hear that. Amen. And, you know, it might seem like that in the world that, you know, they tell you this is what's going to happen, you know, but no, as a Christian, as a child of God, that's when you need to clench your fists and say, no, that is not what's going to happen. That is not what God's going to let happen. That's not how my Heavenly Father sees this outcome. Amen. This outcome is going to be in my favor. I am going to come out on top blessed. Amen. Because God is for me. Amen. Again, Deuteronomy 28:7. Amen. God is in control. Amen. But you have to do your part. Amen. And again, you know, it's never easy being in that situation. It's never easy feeling like the report you just got just punched you right in the stomach. Amen. And it's like, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And that's when, honestly, you find out how serious you are with God. How good is your relationship with God? Amen. Is it that you're going to crumble? That you're going to swallow that pill, like Pastor Rose says, and say, yeah, that's true. That's what's going to happen. They're going to repossess my car, or they're going to repossess my house, or they're going to take this away from me, or I'm going to lose this position, or I'm going to get laid off here. Or, you know, those things are real. I'm not trying to make this a fairy tale. No, those things are real. But what's more real, that negative report you got or your relationship with our Heavenly Father? your relationship with God. How is it? Amen? Is it strong enough, built on the word, to know that when they look you in the eye and tell you, you need to start preparing for this because this is going to happen? And you say with a clenched fist to yourself, no, this is not going to happen. God's not going to let that happen. I am going to come out on top blessed in Jesus' name. Amen? So, my enemies are scattered. Amen? I hope you got a little bit out of that. Amen? And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, every day, every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Healing. And with that said, this Wednesday will be our healing service. Amen? So from now until that Wednesday, I encourage you to invite a few folks that you run into. Amen? That might be saying, oh, I woke up this morning and man, this was aching and this was hurting and this was throbbing and this hurt. You know, that's a perfect opportunity for you to say, listen, this Wednesday night, Versus Kingdom Family Church is having their healing service. Tune in. Amen. Because we know God shows up every healing service. Amen. We always hear it a couple of days afterwards. Amen. The praise reports come in that folks were dealing with this or had a sore that. And what happened? Amen. They listened in and God healed them. Amen. God always shows up to our healing service. And God always hears the prayers of Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen? And before I jet out of here, let me give you our March scripture. Even though there's a few more days left of this month, it's 2 Peter 3:18. Amen? Our March scripture, if you haven't gotten it down by now, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 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 Well, bless God. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful spring Friday here in Texas. I will be with you again tomorrow, Saturday, for another small devotional. Amen. Be blessed. As always, be prayed up. Keep making your confessions. Get a hold of scriptures that'll help you get along with whatever storm you may be going through. Amen. Psalms 91. God safeguard our household prayer. Amen. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday or beautiful Friday. I'm already getting ahead of myself. Can you hear that? Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday. I will be with you again tomorrow, Saturday. Amen. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday.